Welcome to this tutorial on managing tabbing schemes in AT Prime. As covered in earlier tutorials, we know that the optimized tabbing mode lets you tab to controls and objects which do not normally receive keyboard focus. We have also seen how a tabbing scheme can be saved and then applied directly from the AT Prime menu. In this tutorial, we will be looking at the Tabbing Schemes Manager, which, as the name suggests, lets you create, edit, and organize your tabbing schemes in a very flexible way. In the tutorial covering saving and applying tabbing schemes, I hid a few items in the demo app window when in optimized tabbing mode and saved the resulting scheme as Scheme 1. Hiding controls in that way is fine if you are just exploring a window and decide while you're doing that to hide the object you have tabbed to. But with the Tabbing Schemes Manager, it is so much faster and easier to create a tabbing scheme. So with the demo app running,
Context menu, text inspect, object inspect, window in, favorites, favorites inspect, add the object with foe, turn on optimize tabbing, tabbing schemes submenu B.
I have opened the AT Prime menu, and I'll open the tabbing schemes submenu.
Undo last hide unavailable.
And arrowing down, we find this item.
Undo all edits to current tabbing scheme, save tabbing scheme unavailable, apply a saved tabbing schemes, tabbing schemes manager. M.
The Tabbing Schemes Manager. I'll press Enter on that.
Temporary Tabbing Scheme Tabbing Schemes Manager dialog list.
At this point, if you haven't already applied a saved tabbing scheme from the menus here, then the temporary tabbing scheme will be displayed by default in the Tabbing Schemes Manager. If I had applied the Scheme 1 tabbing scheme that I created earlier, then that tabbing scheme would be displayed in the Tabbing Schemes Manager. I can get my screen reader to read the title of the window again.
Temporary Tabbing Scheme Tabbing Schemes Manager.
The name of the current tabbing scheme we're dealing with is always the first part of the window title. The Tabbing Schemes Manager is comprised of two main parts. There's a menu bar and a list view, which is where the cursor is at the moment. This list is a bit like the list of objects in the window inspector, but there are some differences. The first difference is that this list of objects in the Tabbing Schemes Manager shows four categories of information about each object. Its name, its type, any description text, and the ID number which you can ignore. The second major difference is that each object in the list has a checkbox. And if I arrow down now, you can hear what I mean.
Restore checkbox selected checked type, button, description, puts a minimized or maximized window back to normal, ID, 2. Close checkbox selected check, create a new document checkbox selected.
When a checkbox is checked, it means that the object can be tabbed to when the tabbing scheme is applied. When you first display the Tabbing Schemes Manager like this, all of the objects in the temporary tabbing scheme will be checked, so you'll be able to tab to all of them. If you want to hide any object, then just uncheck a checkbox by pressing the spacebar. I'm going to uncheck the checkboxes for the four toolbar buttons, like this.
Space, not checked. Open checkbox select, space, not checked. Print the current, space, not checked. Make the selected text, space, not checked.
I'd like to save this as a new tabbing scheme, and to do that, I want to go to the menu bar. The save commands are in the scheme menu, which is the first item on the menu bar. Arrowing down, these are the commands in the scheme menu.
Scheme submenu Alt S. Save Control SS. Save as. Select a tabbing scheme to view or edit submenu T. Rename the displayed tabbing scheme. Delete a tabbing scheme submenu D. Exit Tabbing Schemes Manager X. Save Control SS.
And here we are back at the save command. If I press Enter on that, a simple window is displayed where I can enter the name of the new tabbing scheme.
Save Tabbing Scheme AT Prime dialog, name of scheme, edit Alt N.
I'll call this No Toolbar.
N O space T O O L B O R.
I can either press Enter or select the Save button.
Please wait. Minimize checkbox checked type, button, description, move.
And now the new tabbing scheme is saved. If I get my screen reader to read the window title again,
No Toolbar Tabbing Schemes Manager.
We hear that the title now incorporates the name I just gave to that tabbing scheme. I'm going to close the Tabbing Schemes Manager, and I do that by selecting the Exit command on the Scheme menu. When you close the Tabbing Schemes Manager, AT Prime automatically turns on Optimized Tabbing Mode, so I can start tabbing around immediately with the No Toolbar tabbing scheme applied.
Minimize button moves the window out of the way. Restore button unavailable puts a minimized or maximized window back to normal. Close button closes the window. Enter your name, text.
As you can hear, I'm unable to tab to the four toolbar buttons. I'm tabbing from the close button on the title bar to the first text object, which follows the four toolbar buttons. If I open the AT Prime menu and the Tabbing Scheme submenu again, the Apply a Saved Tabbing Scheme submenu now contains the name of the No Toolbar Tabbing Scheme I have just created.
Context menu. Fave, add the op, turn off opt, Tabbing Scheme submenu, undo last hide, undo all, save tab, apply a saved tabbing scheme, all controls, active, no toolbar unavailable.
But as you can hear, its menu item is currently unavailable at the moment, because it has already been applied. It is the active tabbing scheme. But I want to apply Scheme 1 now by selecting it here.
Scheme 1S. Demo app for A.
And now when I tab around.
Create a new document button control 1. Open button open an existing document control 2. Print the current document button control 3. Make the selected text bold button control 4. Enter your name. Edit. There are four buttons in the toolbar.
The tabbing misses out those objects I hid for the Scheme 1 tabbing scheme, but in Scheme 1, of course, I can still tab to the four toolbar buttons. Going back to the Tabbing Schemes submenu and applying the No Toolbar scheme.
Context menu. Turn off opt. Tabbing Schemes sub. Undo last. Undo all. Save. Apply a save. All controls. No toolbar N. Demo app for it.
Enter your name. Edit. There are four buttons in the toolbar. Enter your name, text. Close button closes the window. Restore button unavailable puts a minimized or maximized window. Minimize button moves the window out of the way.
Now I find that, as expected, the four toolbar buttons are being skipped. You can create as many tabbing schemes as you like for an application window. And this might be important to you if you're using an application window with many controls and objects in it. By saving different tabbing schemes with different hidden objects, you can apply a tabbing scheme like this for particular tasks you want to carry out in the window. Doing this could save you quite a bit of time, since you then won't have to tab around the window looking for the control you want. With the No Toolbar scheme active, I'll open the Tabbing Schemes Manager once again.
Context menu. Tabbing Schemes submenu. Undo last. Tabbing Schemes Manager. No Toolbar Tabbing Schemes Manager dialog, list, minimize checkbox checked type.
And this time the title of the window incorporates the words No Toolbar, since it was active when the Tabbing Schemes Manager was opened. And as I arrow down the list of objects.
Restore checkbox selected checked, close checkbox selected checked, create a new document checkbox selected not checked, open checkbox selected not checked. Print the current document checkbox selected not checked. Make the selected text bold checkbox selected not checked.
We can hear that the four toolbar buttons have their checkboxes unchecked. In addition to creating and saving tabbing schemes in the Tabbing Schemes Manager, you can also load a scheme that you saved earlier. I'll open the Scheme menu and select this item.
Scheme submenu Alt S. Save Control S. Save As. Select a tabbing scheme to view or edit submenu T.
This is a submenu which contains the names of the saved tabbing schemes for the current application window. This submenu is just like the Apply a Saved Tabbing Schemes menu item on the AT Prime menu. I'll select Scheme 1 here.
All controls, active, no toolbar unavailable, Scheme 1S. Scheme 1 Tabbing Schemes Manager dialog, list, minimize checkbox not checked type. Restore checkbox selected not checked, close checkbox selected not checked, create a new document checkbox selected checked.
And now the checkboxes reflect the hidden status for the objects in the Scheme 1 tabbing scheme. Of course, I can change the status of any of these checkboxes and update the tabbing scheme by saving it in the Scheme menu or by pressing Ctrl S. What I want to show you though is that you can create a new tabbing scheme using an existing tabbing scheme as its basis. Scheme 1 is currently active in the Tabbing Schemes Manager, but I want to create a new scheme based on that and call it Scheme 3. To do that, I go to the Scheme menu and select Save As.
Scheme submenu, Save Control, Save As. F2A, Save Tabbing Scheme AT Prime dialog.
Here I can enter Scheme 3 in the window and press Enter.
S, select C-H-E-M-E, 3. Save button, Alt S, Scheme, please wait, minimize checkbox not checked type. Scheme 3 Tabbing Schemes Manager.
Scheme 3 is now incorporated in the title of the Tabbing Schemes Manager, and this new scheme has the same unchecked checkboxes as Scheme 1. I can now proceed to make some changes and save them. I'm just going to hide the Creates a New Document button here.
Restore checkbox, close check, create a new document checkbox selected checked type, space, not checked.
And I'll press Ctrl S to save that change. So I now have three saved tabbing schemes. Let's say I want to change the name of this tabbing scheme. I go to the Scheme menu and arrow down to this item.
Scheme sub, save Ctrl S, save as. Select a tabbing scheme, rename the displayed tabbing scheme. F3.
Pressing Enter on it displays a small window where I can type in the new name.
Rename tabbing scheme dialog, name of scheme, edit.
And I'm going to call it Brian. No reason really.
B, select R, I, O, N. Scheme 3 Tabbing Schemes, Brian Tabbing Schemes Manager.
If you want to delete a tabbing scheme, then you can do that by selecting this item on the scheme menu.
Scheme submenu, save, save, select a tabbing, rename the, delete a tabbing scheme submenu D.
A list of your saved tabbing schemes is displayed, and you simply press enter on the one you want to delete. Now I'm going to take a look at the other menus in the Tabbing Schemes Manager, which contain commands which can speed up how you create and edit tabbing schemes. First, I want to start afresh with a new tabbing scheme with all of the checkboxes checked. I can do that easily by opening the Scheme menu, going down to this item.
Scheme Save, Save As. Select a tabbing scheme to view or edit submenu T.
And opening the submenu and selecting this first item.
All controls, default. Temporary tabbing scheme, Tabbing Schemes Manager.
This displays the temporary tabbing scheme, which has all of its checkboxes checked. Let's say that I wanted to create a tabbing scheme where I can only tab to the two edit fields in the window. There are 19 objects in this window, so this means that I would have to uncheck the checkboxes of the other 17 objects that I want to hide. There's actually a quicker way to achieve what I want. If I go to the Select menu and open that,
Scheme sub, select submenu, check all items F, uncheck all items.
These menu items indicate that you can check or uncheck all of the items at once. Here, I want to save time by unchecking all of the items in the list, which means that I then only need to check the checkboxes for the two edit fields. And they would then be the only objects that I could tab to in the new tabbing scheme. So I'll select this one.
Uncheck all items. Temporary tabbing scheme, Tabbing Schemes Manager dialog, list, minimize checkbox selected not checked type.
And then I'll jump straight to the first edit field by pressing the letter E, because I know that that's called Enter Your Name. Actually, there are two objects called Enter Your Name, the text label and the edit field. And it's the second one here, the edit field, that I want to check.
E, enter your name, checkbox selected not checked type, space, checked.
The other edit field is the current total edit field. I'll find that in the list and check its checkbox as well.
C, current total, checkbox selected not checked type, text, current total, checkbox selected not checked type, edit, space, checked.
So using the check all and uncheck all items in the select menu can really save you quite a bit of time. The view menu in the tabbing schemes manager also speeds up the process of finding the objects you want to deal with. This first command here,
scheme selects view submenu alt v, hidden objects only shows just those objects with no check mark F5H.
I'll select that.
Temporary tabbing scheme, tabbing schemes manager, selected. Restore checkbox, close check, create a new, open check, print the, make the selected, enter your name, checkbox selected not checked type,
text,
Gender checkbox selected not checked type, combo box, ID.
And, as you might expect, the two edit fields are no longer shown in the list. Since they are not hidden, they are focusable. The opposite of the show hidden objects command is the show focusable objects only command.
Scheme sub hidden object focusable objects only shows just those objects with a check mark shift F5O.
This one. But before I can select it, I will have to undo the filter caused by the show hidden objects command. And here's the show all objects command.
All objects shows all of the objects in the tabbing scheme F6O.
So I'll select that.
Temporary tabbing scheme, tabbing schemes manager.
And now all of the objects, including the two edit fields, are shown in the list. I can then go back to the view menu.
Scheme hidden object, focusable objects only shows just those objects with a check mark shift F5O.
And select the show focusable objects only command here.
Temporary tabbing scheme. Enter your name, checkbox selected checked type, edit. Current total, checkbox selected checked type, edit.
And now only the two edit fields are shown in the list, because they are the only objects whose checkboxes are checked. Using the show hidden and show focusable object commands are great ways of verifying which objects will be hidden or will be tabbable in your tabbing schemes. You won't have to arrow down the list and pay attention to whether a checkbox is checked or unchecked. Finally, as with the window inspector, you can also filter the list by the type of object. First, I'm going to undo the filter caused by the show focusable objects command.
Scheme sub hidden. All objects shows all of the objects. Temporary tabbing scheme, tabbing scheme. Minimize check, restore check, close check.
And now all of the objects are shown. Next, I go back to the view menu.
Scheme sub hidden objects only. Focus up, filter list to show a single object type submenu F.
And open this submenu.
Text T.
This time, I just want to see the text objects in the list. So I select this item.
Temporary tabbing scheme, tabbing schemes manager dialog, list. Enter your name, checkbox selected not checked type, text. This is a simple window which can be used to demonstrate some of AT pick code, checkbox selected not checked type, text. Current total, checkbox selected not checked.
And as I arrow down, you can hear that only the text items are present in the list. This makes it possible to hide or unhide all objects of a given type very, very quickly. At the moment, all of these objects would be hidden in the tabbing scheme because the checkboxes are unchecked. But if I want to make them all focusable, I can go to the Select menu and select the Check All item.
Scheme selects check all items F. Temporary tabbing scheme, pick code, checkbox selected checked type. This is a simple window which can be used. Enter your name, checkbox selected checked type, text.
And they're now all checked and will therefore be tabbable in the tabbing scheme. Next, I'll undo that filter.
Scheme, select, view, filter, list, all objects show, temporary tabbing scheme, restore, minimize checkbox selected.
And now all of the objects are shown in the list. That concludes the demonstration of the Tabbing Schemes Manager, so I'll just close it by selecting the Exit command in the Scheme menu.
AT Prime dialog, edit read-only multi-line, selected current tabbing scheme, temporary. The current tabbing scheme has unsaved changes. Do you want to save them before applying the selected tabbing scheme? No button, Alt N.
A prompt has appeared asking me if I want to save the changes I was making to the tabbing scheme, since I had not updated it using the Save command on the Scheme menu, but I'll just select the No button in this case. With the Tabbing Schemes Manager, you can really take advantage of the optimized tabbing mode in AT Prime, so that you can create different tabbing schemes for later use, in different circumstances to carry out different tasks.